waiting to depart for Rwanda. But even with the plane in position at an airbase in Western England, the legal challenges continued. Lawyers for a handful of asylum seekers still due to be flown to Kigali asked the European Court of Human Rights to get them off the deportation list. It did, and suddenly the flight was called off. On Monday, the Court of Appeal had ruled the flight could go ahead. That decision prompted protests here at the Home Office. The Home Secretary, Priti Patel, has always said her department expected the agreement with Rwanda reached in April to be fought in the courts. But the British government has already paid Rwanda more than $150 million for infrastructure, and it insists its scheme will deliver. Hours before the first flight was expected to leave, the Foreign Secretary said it didn't matter how many people were on it.
It's a key part of our strategy for tackling the appalling people smugglers who are trading in people's hopes and dreams and in many cases costing their lives. So this is why it's vitally important that we press forward with this policy. And if people aren't on the flight today, they will be on subsequent flights to Rwanda.
While the Prime Minister, chairing a cabinet meeting, made a different argument.
The objective is to ensure that we make that clear distinction that I think everybody can see is fair and reasonable between legal immigration to this country by safe and legal routes, which we support and uphold and protect because we all understand the benefits that it brings, and distinguishing that from dangerous and illegal cross-channel migration, which we intend to stop.
Refugee rights advocates point out most people crossing the English Channel don't have a safe and legal route to claim asylum in Britain.
People are forced to take these routes because there are so safe few routes of travel into a country like the UK. So what the government does with their border policies is they fuel the business model for people traffickers. So what they should be doing, instead of sort of playing to their base and trying to deport people who simply want to claim asylum here, they should be opening up more safe routes of travel for people to get here so they don't have to risk their lives.
On Tuesday, activists blocked the road near a detention facility, trying to stop vans taking anyone on the flight list.
Shame on you! Shame on you!
They're hoping a wider case next month challenging the plan's legality will stop any flights from going ahead. Nadine Barber, Al Jazeera, London.